As the pandemic and the quarantine closed things down around the world, we closed our churches worldwide. We learned to live with live stream masses all over the world. Church attendance and revenues plummeted. Many of our institutions may be closed permanently as we emerge from the crisis, Catholic schools and other institutions. Things will be different when we come out of this. We're hearing all kinds of tales of woe. We're hearing, this is the end of the church. Or we're hearing, this pandemic is God's punishment on the world. These are the things floating around in the public sphere now. I want to assure you, this is not the end of the church. The pandemic is a huge, worldwide, world-changing event, but it's not the first pandemic the church has ever experienced. It's one of many, many crises that the church has experienced. And the church will survive, and the church will be even stronger. God is doing something. If we know how to look at our own church history, we can see God is doing something. He's doing something big with big blessings. We just can't see them yet. Watch carefully. You're part of history. God's grace is at work. Pray to remain part of God's plan. Do not be afraid. Do not lose hope. The events of today's first reading from Acts of the Apostles likely occurred within the first 2 years after Jesus' crucifixion and resurrection. Jesus had foretold what would happen when the disciples began to go out into the world. You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, throughout Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. And that's what happened. It's almost like the prologue, the table of contents for Acts of the Apostles in the entire New Testament. The church witnessed in Jerusalem, in Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth, just as he said it would, and just in that order. However, at first, the early church couldn't get its feet out of Jerusalem. For 2 years they were in Jerusalem. Nobody ventured forth. Now, observe what happened. Pay close attention to what happened next. The Greek-speaking Jewish Christians in Jerusalem began to complain to the apostles that the church was ignoring their most vulnerable, their widows and their orphans. They were being discriminated against, and the Greek-speaking Jews in Jerusalem were complaining. The apostles prayed, and they responded by giving the church deacons from their own community, Greek-speaking deacons, the very first ordained clergy in the church. Then one of those deacons, St. Stephen, became a magnificent preacher. But he was martyred in Jerusalem for his preaching. And that event marked the beginning of the first major persecution of the church. Saul, our St. Paul, a Pharisee of the temple, was one of the authors of that persecution. Many suffered and died. Many in the early church fled Jerusalem. In today's reading from Acts, we hear about another of those first deacons. This time we hear from Deacon Philip, one of the first seven ordained with Stephen. Philip went down to the city of Samaria and proclaimed the Christ to them. With one accord, the crowds pay attention to what was said by Philip. Samaria? Philip went to Samaria? A Jew went to Samaria? Jews would never go to Samaria. Samaritans hated Jews, Jews hated Samaritans. But Jesus foretold that the faith would be preached in Jerusalem and then in Samaria. And that's what happened. Now, when the apostles in Jerusalem heard that Samaria had accepted the word of God, they sent them Peter and John, who went down and prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Spirit, for it had not yet fallen upon any of them. They had only been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus, and then they laid hands on them, and they received the Holy Spirit. God was doing something big. Keep watching. It took a persecution to push the church out of Jerusalem. Where did the church go? In all directions. And believe it or not, into Samaria. And the church followed the Holy Spirit to the one place on planet Earth where a Jew would never go. Into Samaria. And the Samaritans received the faith and were baptized by Philip. However, they had not received the Holy Spirit, as we just heard. Only the apostles could do that, just like only the bishops, their vicars, can do that today. The church was following the Holy Spirit. And the church was learning about the difference between baptism and confirmation. They observed that they had been baptized, but that they had not yet received the Spirit. And in the midst of persecution and adversity, the church was growing, responding, adapting, evolving. What was done in Samaria at that time is now done to the ends of the earth. And one of the first fruits of that persecution was the conversion of one of the authors of the persecution, Saul, St. Paul, who would personally take those sacraments to the end of the earth. This is the very beginning of the New Testament. Under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, the church responds and adapts in the face of obstacles, opposition, adversity, and persecution. The church adapts to new realities in adversity. That's usually how it works. Do you want a safe, comfortable church? You're in the wrong building. You came to the wrong place. This is not our church, and it's not our faith, it's not our example, it's not our history. You want a church free of limited mass attendance and live streaming? You think the church will be reduced by the effects of this pandemic? No. No. It never has happened, and it's not going to happen now. God is doing something new. We don't know what it is yet. Stay tuned. Pray. Be vigilant. Don't be afraid. Jesus said to his disciples, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you always, the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot accept, because it neither sees nor knows him. But you know him, because he remains in you and will be with you." All of us were baptized and confirmed to become his witnesses to the ends of the earth. That's our job. And the faithful in our community have been participating in our live stream masses in huge numbers. I've never experienced what I've experienced over the last 2 months. So we're having anywhere from 7 to 18,000 views of our live stream masses. We're live streaming 7 masses every weekend, 12 to 14 masses every week. Last Sunday, we had an estimated 800 people come to masses out on the field. I don't know where the Spirit's leading us, but let him lead you. God's doing something new.